Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm James Martins. Today we continue our two-part series with Guthrie County Historical Village Foundation and Museum Board Member Rod Stanley as we wrap up the 2018 season at the museum. That all leads up to the big program that kind of closes out the year at the village. That's the Halloween night, Halloween festival, so to speak. All the kids really get into that. Rod, remind us of everything we need to know for that.
Okay, the next day on October 14th from at the Haunted Village, or I should say at the Guthrie County Historical Village, being called the Haunted Village that night. Christine does a great job with this, and this is something that she's been doing for, I think, about like the last 10 years. It's from 5 to 7 in the evening. It's a family-oriented thing, so, you know, we encourage families and their kids and to be in costume. If they want to wear costumes, come on down and join in the fun, because there's going to be games and face painting, tattoos, treats, storytelling, coloring, self-portraits, haunted museum and depot, a hayride, educational programs, and an old jail. So, I mean, there's going to be a whole lot of things to do. It's for fifth grade and younger. We do require that the parents come with the kids and accompany their kids. We would like to have them stay for the whole process. It's a free admission. If you want to donate to the museum, you can. And all the donations that we're getting that day will go towards the restoration of the depot and mostly the Pullman car. I mean, they're trying to renovate that, so most of it would go there. But and the other thing Christine told me to tell everyone is to bring a bag for treats, because there'll be lots of treats.
It's always the best part, right?
Yes,
treats,
it is.
Treats that you get from door to door. So that's kind of the programs that have come and the programs that are still to come here. Rod, we are going to be closing down the museum here in just a few weeks. So remind everybody of the hours, when the museum officially closes, and how long it stays closed for.
The museum closes on October 15th, which is that Monday. Reopens in May. I don't know the exact date. This year, I think it was like May 5th, so it's going to be open the first week of May. It's open from Tuesday through Saturday and closed on Sunday and Monday. It's open from 10 till 4:30 or 5. I can't tell you for sure, but it's in that neighborhood. So, but the October 15th will be the closing date on that for the season, so that that they can get things reorganized, new displays and all that stuff reorganized during the winter time. But our attendance has been down a little bit, James, this year there, and I think that's the way it is all over, because we're a little bit down. I'm associated with the Dexter Museum too, and our attendance is a little bit down there as well. So we encourage anybody, there's still time for people to come out if they want to, on the weekend, on a Saturday, to come out and see the things that we have there on campus. You know, the museum that we have there, great displays. One of the things for kids particularly is the animal displays. We have lots of animals that are stuffed animals. I mean, they used to be live animals, but I mean, animals that are native to Guthrie County, fish that are native to Guthrie County, birds that are native to Guthrie County. We have a great display that kids really like to look at, that kind of stuff. And you know, for the adults, we have an old car in the main museum and a lot of different displays about Guthrie County and Panora. So there's still time to come out if you want to come out on a weekend. I've never said this, but you know, teachers out there that listen to this, great field trip to come down to take a look at local history. And you know, being a history teacher, that's a great way to learn. A field trip is a great way to learn about things. Kids seem to be a little bit more interested in that sometimes than they are in the classroom.
It's a great hands-on activity. I remember my field trip to the local historical museum when I was in about fourth grade, and that set me up for lots of success years later. So it's definitely something to take advantage of. And Rod, you talked about those exhibits. We've kind of been talking about some featured ones all summer long. Do you have any others you'd like to share with us today?
Well, some of the buildings that, you know, I didn't mention. We talked about the school, and we talked about the depot and places like that. And we have, they're the oldest building in Panora. Is actually, it was from the 1850s. It's donated by the Teal family, Hugh Teal, who was on the museum board for years and years. And I'm good friends with his son, Frank. But that house is there. It's a log cabin, and it's set up the way that a log cabin would look like back in the 1850s, which is really cool. There's a printing shop there with a working printing press. Newspapers were a big thing back in the day. Freedom of the press and freedom of expression, still big things today. And we actually had that. There's a lawyer's office there that actually came from Guthrie Center, and it's set up like it was for a blacksmith shop. Of course, blacksmiths were the kind of the guys that if something broke, you went to, because you didn't go to the you couldn't go to the parts store because there weren't a parts store, and you could go in and have somebody make a steel or an iron part for it. And, you know, that's set up to the way that was. We have an implement building that's filled with lots and lots of antique equipment there. So, you know, there's a lot of things to look at. There's a lot of neat things to look at, a lot of antique things to look at. The general store we've talked about before, the church that was brought in, the school, the country school is there. Open Tuesday through Saturday, and you still have time. And, I mean, it's like I said before, it's one of the best, truly one of the best small-town museums in central Iowa. And we have a jewel there, and it's sad that probably there's a lot of people in Guthrie County that's never been to it that would be simply shocked if they went up there and saw what was there.
Rod, a lot of great information that we've talked about not only today, but over the summer. Rod, anything else you want to say about the Village and Museum?
No, but it's been a pleasure talking to you, James, I've had great fun doing this stuff and talking about it and promoting. And, you know, I'm a promoter of Guthrie County as well as Dallas County. And, you know, there's a lot of history in both of these counties. And if people... you know, I have a lot of people come to my programs and things that they haven't heard before, and trying to get and encourage people to come to this area to take a look at things, because we have a lot to offer, not only historically but recreationally. Just a whole lot of good things going on in Guthrie and Dallas County.
Absolutely. So once again, that's Rod Stanley. He's a board member for the Guthrie County Historical Village Museum and Foundation up in Panora. Go in and take a look if you haven't yet, even if you only got 10, 15 minutes. You can get the quick tour, and I'm sure there'll be somebody at the desk to help point you in the right direction. So Rod, as always, thanks for joining us.
James, thanks for having me on this summer, and good luck.
Absolutely. And for Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.